executive session?
Yeah, in the session.
Uh-huh. Who's good with it, I can add? Yeah.
Is Lee gonna do anybody?
No, we've done much dabbling in amateur stuff, such as Dianetics and.
Oh, yes.
All that sort of stuff, you know, and fooled around with it and played with it for a long time, but, I don't know, the problem's.
And Bruce, he going to anybody?
No, Bob says he doesn't think it's necessary now.
No.
He, I was real concerned about him for a while because he was doing so much finger sucking and seeming like such a miserable sort of a little character. And I was figuring, you know, it's all my fault and I just choose this job anyway. And we talked about it and, Bob says that, he didn't really think it's necessary right now. He says that Bruce is in better shape than I think he is. And that, it's not, he said if things get rough and if he is really showing strain, that he could be, but he doesn't think that he needs it now at all.
Yeah.
So.
No, I didn't see any retardation there at all.
He's not retarded.
He's a very, very bright 4.5-year-old.
He is.
That drawing that he brought in is very advanced for a 4.5.
Well, I suppose all mothers think their kids are smart, but,
well,
I have no worries about that child's intellectual ability.
Whether he's happy or not is another question.
Well, that's
as to
the problem.
As
far
as smartness, it's all right.
That I'm not concerned about because I know him. Even though I'm prejudiced, I've had enough training to be a relatively impartial observer in some ways. And when he sits down and we'll talk about Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus, I don't really think there's anything
there's
very much wrong
it.
With
no,
it.
No.
This is why the telescope, you see, because we have we're a part owner in a telescope.
Oh, are you?
He can't play with that whenever he wants to, obviously.
No, but he has his.
So this is his. And so I'm not the least bit worried about that when I see him, particularly if he's sitting off in a corner whipping up some. He's not a genius. He's not in the super fabulous class, but he's certainly able to reason quite beautifully and put things together and do very well. So I'm not worried about that. It's mostly what I've done to him emotionally that's disturbed me, but Bob has seen him and says that he doesn't really think that he needs anything.
No.
That, you know, it's not as black as it looks. And I don't really think it is. I think because I'm making some progress that obviously things are better around here too.
Mm.
So all in all, we've had many
just
more problems.
Wait for Brucey to come back.
Yeah.
We have had many more problems than we have now. It's about the situation. There are still things that are difficult. I feel that part of the trouble is that we expect a heck of a lot more of him than, I think we expect too much of him in many ways. I think this is generally true when you've got an only
this
child.
This goes with the only child situation, yes.
That we expect more mature behavior than he should be giving forthwith at this point. And this puts quite a bit of stress on him. Those trains. Everybody says you'll get used to it.
You don't get used to it?
Gotten used to it, and it gets worse and worse every day.
I'll be used to it in another 10 minutes.
It's just horrible.
They're all different, I'll say that. Everyone's
hold
the engine's electric.
And the machine is all loaded and ready, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, we sort of have a balance around here in some respects. Lee tends to go overboard on the intellectual aspects of things, and I tend to go overboard the other way. And of course he doesn't get pulled apart in the meantime. It will turn out to be all right. Probably since he's got television. The only time, the one thing I do put strict limitations on is TV. And you wouldn't know, Mickey Mouse is it. Mickey Mouse in Disneyland, and that's the complete extent of it.
What's Mickey Mouse's timing?
Mickey Mouse is from 5 to 6, but I can get him out, I think, at 5:30. Maybe he'll come out when Lee comes home.
Yeah.
He might. That's another thing. It's gotten so all-absorbing that Even usually when Lee comes home, there's a great big production, you know, except when Mickey Mouse is on, if he's watching television,
uh-huh.
and he doesn't give a darn who's around. I've tried to keep a pretty close clamp on that, because I just can't see these kids that sit in front of the TV set all day and all evening. Although it is a darn big help between 5 and 6. There's no two ways
there's
about
no
it.
Yeah.
Don't they do a lot of repeats on that?
I haven't watched. I wouldn't know. It hasn't bothered him.
No, they don't.
They don't?
Disneyland does.
Well, Disneyland repeats its ritual every time.
No, I meant...
It's dreadful
no, they
him.
Do a lot of...
television.
They do. They have a lot of... we don't really use our TV very much anymore.
Disneyland is now asking to be included in your prayers.
You're intellectual, see.
Oh, no.
What's that?
You mean you're supposed to pray to Mommy and Daddy to take you to Disneyland?
No. For, you're supposed to pray, you know, for Mummy and Daddy and all the people we know and all the people we don't know and Susie and Betty and Alfie and Billy, all the characters, the children in the Disneyland thing.
That's not Disneyland. That must be, you mean the Mickey
not
Mouse
Disney,
Club.
Mickey Mouse, yes. Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club's getting a quick axe. Maybe I should sit and watch. I have never really... I've watched it a couple of times, and the things I've seen I thought were good, such as the children's newsreel and stuff like this, and the cartoons are pretty good.
Yeah, the cartoons are all right, and so on.
Oh, Speed, this just reminds me of something that might or might not be interesting to you, and what Brucey has done as a way of getting through to us lots of times when we're mad at him or something. He has a puppet, a little dog. And for some reason, this dog has been named Tucky, and I've never been able to track down any relationship at all of the name Tucky.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm mad at him, or have given him hell for something, or have punished him, he will come out with Tucky, and he will say, Tucky wants to give you a kiss. And Tucky will give me a kiss, and
yeah.
then Tucky will say all sorts of things. And then Tucky will go back and be ignored for quite a while. And things, occasionally, at bedtime, he'll want Tucky. This puppet has been fascinating. He's got 4 or 5 other puppets that have never done what this one has done. And it does and says all the things that he would like to do and say. And I have never found, I checked around, I thought it would be interesting to see if there were any story that had a Tucky in it, to see what kind of a story would have made this much of an impact on him. But so far as I know, I've never been able to track it down at all. It's
no,
just
I
something he made up.
I don't know Tucky is a current child literature.
He's not too imaginative, and he doesn't tend to make up names. He will make up, he's good in making up things as far as situations that he has or could be familiar with, but in the completely imaginative realm, he never does. So for this to pop up out of a clear blue sky sort of surprised me, for him to just pull his name out of nowhere. But there it stays, and Tucky does all sorts of interesting things, and Tucky can get through when nobody else can. And then Tucky will go away, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a younger brother who was several years younger than everybody else, and he was pretty lonesome. And he found a friend he called Mr. Man, and he was his constant companion.
An imaginary playmate?
Yeah. Had a place at the table, and they built a house together.
I've heard and read lots about things like this, but this is not quite the same sort of thing, because it's not used all the time. It's just crises. Yeah, particularly, mostly if I've been real mad with him and told him, particularly at bedtime after the 50th time when I have said get into bed, or he has been read to, and you know, all the routine and more, than he and Lee usually get in there and talk for about a half an hour, and we figure, you know, this should be the end of the day. And he will come out, and I will say, get the hell back in there, and I don't want to see you tomorrow morning, or something along these lines. And then he'll come out, Mommy, Tucky wants to give you a kiss. What are you going to do? But he's pretty tricky in lots of ways. Or not tricky, but perceptive as to how he can get through. He's, he's getting now, too, so that he will do things which are pretty good. I think show some emotional growth in that he will demand that Lee play cowboys or that Lee do something or other, and we have finally gotten to the point where instead of feeling guilty about the fact that we don't want to get down on the floor and play with the trucks, we will simply say, we don't want to get down, we don't like that, we don't think that's very much fun. And then he will really, really settle down and try and figure out something that we would like to do. He'll pull out 5 or 6 or 7 different things. Well, how about we play the bug game, or why don't we do this, or I've got an idea, why don't we have a party, or I've got another idea, I know something that will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think shows some growth in
That's very bright moving.
His method of getting through, because he'll really try his darndest, and the trouble is that there, for the most part, there are not too many things that interest him and interest us too. This is a difficulty. Situation during the day is really rough to find someone who will, well, I have to go out twice a week for an hour, and to get somebody who will sit for an hour is real hard, and so he tends to get dragged around and plopped here and taken over to somebody's
house. Is he in a nursery school or anything like
that? He's in this adult education program, the 2-day program that Bess Bolton's got.
Bess what?
Bess Bolton.
Oh, I know Bess, yes, sure.
That's that program that he's
in. Oh, yes.
He was in, he had a full year of nursery school, regular nursery school in Los Angeles before we moved up here, which was...
Wait, he's only 4 and a half now.
Yeah.
You've been here...
6 months.
6 months. From 3 to 4, he was in regular nursery school. Now, mine is 5, 7 years. That's right, that's the same, yes.
I'm getting all hepped up now on what to do about schools. I spent 1 day last week down at Peninsula.
Yeah, our boy's in Peninsula.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
You're
then we're very
with
pleased
it?
With it. It
I'm
seems
pleased
to go
with
very
what
well.
I've seen.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased with it. I was quite interested in what you said about if you were going to have to raise your son in England, that you would feel that for his own good, for his own understanding, more than his own good in the conventional sense.
Yeah, I think understanding is
send,
the word there. I think that's
send
right.
Send him to a
through this fantastic
school.
Rigmarole that the British boy goes through, yes. But I don't know. It's at least worth thinking about.
That impressed me very much because of the, I don't know, I suppose in lots of ways we try to fight the conventional standards. Just, I don't know, some of it just, I suppose, for the sake of fighting it, and some of it because we think it's wrong. And
well, I was sent through this rigmarole, but with careful instructions that, of course, it was the most awful nonsense.
Well, this is why what you said made... Oh, you were told this.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Oh, you had this to start with. Well, this is something.
I mean, every time one came back from school, my father would ask, did you learn anything at school? And I'd say, I didn't know. And he'd say, of course you didn't. It's all nonsense.
Well, you had one head in the game anyway.
Yeah.
And you at least your parents weren't taking it seriously.
I was told how to pray before I went to school.
Mm,
I handed over to my elder brothers to tell little Gregory about religion.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Baby, thank you.
Hi, Vic.
Hi.
How are we doing?
We're
going along
talking.
Smooth.
Yeah.
I was told that I would probably sleep in a dormitory, and that the other boys would probably kneel down beside their beds. And if I saw them do this, it was saying their prayers, that's what they would do. And I'd better kneel down too. If I said the alphabet over 8 times, that'd be long enough.
Well, then you'd had a head start on it, you really did.
I had, in a sense, a head start, yes. It was rather tough,
well,
actions, to maintain that head start.
Thank you.
Well, the thing that finally got through to me after all these many months of conversation and talking and everything was this business of somehow or other having to adapt yourself to the culture in which you're living, and yet not fall under to it.
Yeah.
You can't. If you do, there's no point in, I mean, what the heck is the, you might just as well raise your kids like everybody else does and not worry about it and be just as idiotic.
Well, I don't know.
There is a house, I understand.
What are you shaking your head about? That's only your first swallow.
I have a slight headache.
Oh. One aspirin?
I've had one.
One Addison? Finish up the rest of it.
That's what I'm What's the situation? Are you in a conversation?
We were talking about the English boarding school system. He's got his boy in Peninsula.
Uh-huh. I was reading that thing this morning. We got to. It's the only thing.
Well, I was so perturbed.
You have to allow that it costs 10% more than they say.
What?
It costs 10% more than they say, because at the end of the year they're always bankrupt. And you then have to come and rescue them. All the parents contribute to rescue them.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole, we've been very pleased at the balance between discipline and progressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on the whole sensible. Why our taste would agree with yours, I don't know particularly.
I suspect it would. Ours would agree with yours, I think. Well, I was very impressed with what I saw there, just on this basis, that the kids had a sense of responsibility and discipline, and yet they were free, and they weren't, all 18 children did not get up and do this particular thing at this particular time. They were much more outgoing and much more, it was all very nebulous, but it was very noticeable to me. I had spent one day, too, over in one of the public school kindergartens,
mm-hmm.
and came home raging and steaming and saying, I'm going down to Peninsula, because I just don't like this. Would you let me get there going?
I think that's a good idea, though. We are 5:20 now.
Well, it will be about 15 minutes before it will be ready to eat.
Is that disturbing your appetites terribly?
I've got plenty here if you all want to eat, and if you don't, that's all right too. Do I have garlic bread and salad?
Not for me, thanks. I have one at home.
Thank you. I'm supposed to wait tonight.
Your wife says you're doing a book on communication in some form, but not which form of communication. It might be anything from radio technology to human.
I'm working up to a doctor's thesis someday. I'm sort of figuring on what to do.
In Stanford?
Yeah. It's sort of a nebulous thing. Getting some sort of ideas around it. And I'm interested in the communication theory, information theory end of the thing, which and it seems to me that one of the fields which hasn't been really worked over at the moment, maybe it's very simple, or maybe it's too complicated, so far, but that is, all the work has been done on one-way communication. Point to point. You feed in a message here, and it comes out over there, and it has so many errors. And
yeah.
And then we do have control systems.
And all the Shannon models and so on of that nature, yes.
That's right. And it seems to me that there's quite a possibility that by a reply circuit, that some of the error could be taken out of the thing.
Yeah. I mean, we as human beings are verifying with reply circuits
exactly.
all the time.
Exactly.
Very much so.
And whether this can be described or not in engineering terms.
Oh, yes.
Well, of course, we do have a lot of control system work that has been done. But it's specifically intended to produce an output over there when you put an input in over here. And I don't think it's been generalized where in other words, the control system hasn't been married with the information theory.
Is Martin Brand still working with Cal, do you know?
No, I don't.
He is very much interested in this particular sort of problem. He's pretty wild. And I didn't work along with him as much as I should have because he was a patient of somebody that I was working with at the time and I didn't want to get mixed up in a tangled human situation
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
He had an experimental setup, essentially with an oscilloscope. And if left to itself, the oscilloscope would oscillate between giving a picture of a circle and a picture of an ellipse, a circle which would narrow down to a straight line and then would bulge out again and narrow and bulge out again. And that had a specific frequency, if undisturbed.
Would you router, I get him out of the television room? I can do it.
I would think in 2 or 3 minutes we might,
okay.
Yes. But let's not be in a hurry about anything, for God's sake. All right, this is the simplest form of the apparatus. It simply oscillates between the circle and the ellipse with a certain frequency. Now there is a button, a knob, which you turn, which either pushes it forward in an oscillation at a given moment, or retards it. To maintain the picture constant, to stop it oscillating by operating this knob. Well, now, in fact, the oscillation of the knob not only has the immediate effect, but also changes the frequency of the oscillation. So that you now have a relationship between a human being and a machine in which what you do to your vis-a-vis changes the characteristics of your vis-a-vis.
Then
you have to
the knob only does
do
what
something
describe.
Different to it. The next,
is there something beyond what you described? When you turn the knob, it just advances the phase, it tends to maintain a constant, or is there something else on it that also steps up the frequency?
There is something else on it which also steps up the frequency. You've affected your vis-a-vis by talking to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're now talking to a different vis-a-vis next time you turn that knob. Then you have to learn to deal with this.
Yeah.
Now, whether he's still doing that, I don't know, but probably he is. Now, that was 5 years ago now, and no doubt that research has expanded.
There are some other things that people have done, too. Investigating communication nets. They have nets of certain types where everybody reports to the center.
These are the Babylas type of experiments, that sort of thing, yes.
And what sort of information do you get to pass around?
But we have actually experimented very little with learning recipients. The fact that I am now a different person as a result of having talked to you for 10 minutes, and you are a different person as a result of having talked to me for 10 minutes,
yeah.
And what that does now to our relationship, and so forth, and so forth. Young Brucey seems to me to be awfully bright.
Sometimes we think so. I say he's not at all stupid.
Not at all stupid, no. We don't worry on that count.
You can see sometimes how the emotional factors have an effect on the apparent intelligence, so and probably his actual intelligence, you could call it that. His, the way he will decide not to remember things, or decide not to think about these things, or his, whether he's deciding consciously or unconsciously. So.
Yeah, yeah. The whole problem with the inclusion of the child in the group, especially when you have two adults and one child, becomes quite a tangled sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's really a problem in the theory of games, I think, the theory of coalitions and games.
He knows it.
Yeah.